You know, there's things that you need to be thankful for. It's easy in our culture to be negative and to be expecting things. But I encourage you to be positive about things. So let's think about what the weather was that you came in this morning. So let's think about it. How can you be thankful for the weather? Well, you know, it was interesting. Last weekend we prayed, you know, God, we want good weather for Easter, and it was okay. But we look at this week and we say, Easter wasn't bad at all. It was actually pretty good. And another thing, if you're like me, you look out at your yard and you're, this afternoon I'd feel a little guilty if I wasn't out doing yard work. But I don't have to feel guilty now. I don't have to do yard work today. So there's always reasons to be thankful, and we're to be thankful people. Well, Adeline is with us today, and so we want to congratulate Nicholas and Tabitha. And so Grandma has Adeline right now, it looks like. Is that correct? All right, but Tabitha, if you could stand in. And Grandma and Adeline could stand too. We want to congratulate them, and so we are grateful for God's goodness. Let's give them a hand and a congratulations for a healthy little girl. If you are newer to Hannaford, you've been coming for the last couple months, or during the last couple months, we'd encourage you to come to Pizza with the Pastors. It's after second service. It's for newer people to our church to come and have a free meal, and some of our church leadership will be there, and we'll share just briefly about some of the ministries we have and just get to know you a little better and answer any questions that you have. So if you're newer to Hannaford and you've not been to a Pizza with the Pastors, we'd love to have you come. It'll be about 11:40 or so this morning after second service, and so that could help you with your lunch plans, and we'd be honored to get to know you a little better. Before the message, I'd like to spend just a moment and thank all those people who spent more than a moment working at our Easter service at Kleffner Ranch. So many of you did so many things, and for everybody, it's hard to do things different. It just takes the flexibility to do that, and people were so gracious and willing to help, and so many people helped in all the various areas. And God was good. Next Sunday, we're going to have a little celebration. We're working on a slideshow and different things to celebrate God's goodness at our Easter celebration. But any celebration needs food too, right? So after service, we're going to have some cookies, and we're going to celebrate and thank you again for so many people who helped to make the Easter celebration go off with very few hitches, and obviously God was in control of it all, but He used so many of you to help with that. So we want to thank God for that, and let's pray and thank God for His blessing, and also pray that God would use His word this morning. Father, we're so grateful for Your goodness and Your love. Lord, as Almighty God, You care about us, and I thank You for the Easter celebration and the opportunity that we had to worship You in the resurrection and to celebrate eternal life that we can have through Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank You for so many people who helped in so many different ways. And Lord, so many who invited friends and family and neighbors, workmates to come. Lord, that they were able to hear the gospel. And I pray that You would continue to work in hearts and lives, as we know You have been and will continue to do. And Lord, this morning, as we look at Your word, we pray that You would guide us, that You would direct us in Your word, that You would help us to recognize the importance of prayer. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning, we're continuing looking at what we call the Lord's Prayer. It was really a model prayer. When you look in the Luke picture of this teaching of Jesus, the disciples started by saying, Lord, teach us to pray. And we're more familiar with the Matthew passage, but the Lord's Prayer, a prayer that is used often. It's repeated. In fact, people who know very little about God are familiar with the Lord's Prayer. You've heard it many times. You've probably repeated it many times. I'm sure you may have it memorized. And in the Lord's Prayer, it was a model for God to teach us how to pray. So let's look at Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. And it's introduced in the beginning in this manner, "Therefore pray." And let's read this together. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." The Lord's Prayer. Now, as we began a few weeks ago, we saw that we were reminded that God is both a loving Father and a holy God. Those first two phrases, "our Father," and then "in heaven." Our Father, the term "daddy," that relationship that God desires to have with us. And then that next set of two words, "in heaven," shows His authority and His power as a holy, almighty God. Our Father in heaven. And then the first request, and it's a request that God has already answered, "Hallowed be your name," the idea that God would act in a way that we could honor Him, and obviously He has done that, and so our response should be to honor Him. And we spent a little time looking at some of the names of God, just a few of the myriad of names of God that were given to describe His character. And so we see that those names, and oftentimes those names of God were given at special moments in followers of God's lives as they saw the character of God revealed. And for us, we see the character of God revealed in our lives each and every day, and so we are to hallow or to honor His name. And then those next phrases, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." The desire that God will come again to set up His eternal kingdom. And that's something we look forward to. But in our individual lives, we should see God's kingdom displayed in our character, in our response to God. And then, "Your will be done." And in many ways, this is one of the most difficult aspects of this prayer because we have things that we desire to happen. We have ways that we want things to work out. But in our prayers, we're to say, "God, this is what I desire, but Your will be done." And we looked at the example of Jesus as He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, just about ready to be arrested and then tried and then crucified. And He said, "Lord, if it be Your will, let this be taken from me, but Your will be done." And oftentimes as we pray, and we need to recognize that no matter what we desire, God's will is best. And we must recognize the importance of praying in God's will. And now in the prayer here, it takes a little bit of a turn because it's all a relationship between God and us, but now the praying for our requests, which in our prayer times is usually a very, very large majority of our prayer time, isn't it? We pray that God would help answer our requests. And so He begins this segment of the prayer by saying, "Give us this day our daily bread." It's supplication or petition. We are asking God to answer our prayers. And there's some important things to recognize in two words. When you leave this morning, I want you to think on these two words: dependence and trust. Because as we pray that phrase, give us this day our daily bread, we are recognizing our dependence upon God and we are trusting Him to meet our needs. Dependence. And there's three words in this petition that remind us and that point us to the dependence that we need to have upon God. The first word is that word give. We need God's help. Our needs are not something that we can earn on our own. They're something that we require a dependence upon God to give us what we need. The need to depend upon God teaches us to be humble. In our culture today, we strive to be independent. Think about a child. As they're growing up, they want more and more independence. Of course, the parents' famous line is, you will have more independence when you demonstrate more responsibility, right? But in our lives and in everything we do, we want to be independent. We want to handle it ourselves. And God is reminding us that it all comes from Him, and our dependence must be upon God and God alone. We must trust God for our physical needs and our spiritual needs. One of the greatest obstacles in trusting God for salvation and the forgiveness of sins is that requirement of depending upon Him. For a person to put their faith in Jesus Christ for their salvation, it requires a recognition that there's a need. I need something. There was a famous evangelist years ago, and they said, he was asked by a reporter, so if you had 1 hour to share the gospel with someone, how would you spend that hour? And the evangelist said, well, I'd spend 55 minutes getting them lost and 5 minutes getting them saved. What was he saying? He was saying, they need to recognize that they have a need. And then secondly, they need to recognize it's a need that they cannot satisfy on their own. And then a trust or a belief that God is the one that can provide the way. And our dependence must be upon God. For our salvation, He is our only hope. But in our daily life as followers of God, we must depend upon God and recognize that He is the only one that can supply our needs. So when I'm praying that God provide my daily bread, I am declaring my dependence upon Him and recognize that I cannot handle things myself. And then the next word is daily. Give us this day our daily bread. You see, that need that we have is a continual need. The people of Jesus' day, I think, understood this a lot better than we probably do today. Most of the workers in their culture were paid on a daily basis. They were hired daily and they were paid at the end of the day. And so when they would seek out that daily employment, they had to daily trust. Oftentimes, we trust our bank account and our position to be able to handle our needs. But they would recognize that daily need for the wages and the provision that could only come from God. We are completely dependent upon God. No matter our wealth, no matter our position, we must still rely upon God. We must recognize that all we have comes from God and it can be gone in an instant. And we must trust God daily for our needs. The Israelites were reminded to depend upon God when they were traveling through the wilderness. Exodus chapter 16 and verses 17 and 18 says this, then the children of Israel did so and gathered, some more, some less. So when they measured it by omers, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. Every man had gathered according to each one's need. What happened? They were out in the wilderness, and God promised that He would send manna. And each morning they were to go out and they were to collect this manna, which was their food supply for the day. Now it's fascinating, at the beginning, that first day that the manna came, they came and they began to try to hoard the manna, and so the next morning they found out that that stuff that they had collected extra the day before had molded. And they needed each and every day to trust God for that food. Now on the Sabbath day, they got twice as much the day before the Sabbath, because according to their laws, they couldn't do that work on the Sabbath day. But every day, they had to trust God. And whether they collected more or less, there was enough for them for that day. Oh, that we would learn from that illustration. You see, so many times we desire in our thriving to be independent, to just trust ourselves, to trust in our own abilities, to trust in our own work, to trust in our own bank account, to trust in our own position, to trust in ourselves. And God says, no. When you pray, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. It's a continual need that we must recognize each and every day. We are dependent upon Almighty God for everything that we have. The third word that I'd like us to look at here in this phrase or segment of the prayer is that word bread. This refers to all of our needs. It refers to much more than food. We're to depend upon God for everything. All parts of our lives, everything we need, it ultimately comes from God, and our trust must be in Him. Not only are we dependent upon Him, but we must trust Him for everything. We must trust that God is our ultimate source. Genesis 1 and verse 29 says, "And God said, See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food." James 1, 17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." We must recognize that God is the one who is the source of our physical needs. He is the one who is the source of our spiritual needs. And we must trust that God knows what is best for us. You've probably been involved in a picture like this that we have coming up. The child and the parent is there saying, "Jump. You can do it. I'm here." But God is the one who will never let us go. And He says, "Trust me." There's an old story, and this guy gets in a car accident, and he goes over the edge of the cliff, and he grabs onto this branch. And he's holding on to this branch for dear life, and he calls out and he says, "Is anybody there? Please help me." And he hears the voice of God. And by the way, theologically, this may be a little stretch here, but he hears the voice of God, and God says, "I'm here." And the man says, "Please help me." And God says, "Well, just let go of the branch." There's a long pause. "Is anybody else up there?" That's what it's like for us. Oftentimes we're like, "I don't know if I can trust God." And God says, "Let go and trust me. I am looking out for your best." Now that doesn't mean that there won't be hard times. That doesn't mean that there will not be times of sorrow, just as there are times of joy. But no matter what the situation, we can trust God. We can trust that He is the ultimate source for our needs, and we must trust that He desires what's best for us. Matthew chapter 7, verses 9 through 11, still in this Sermon on the Mount that the Lord's Prayer comes out of here in the next chapter of Matthew, it says this. It says, "Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" What's the picture that Jesus is sharing there as he's teaching on this? He says, we as parents who make mistakes, when our children ask, we strive to provide their needs, but compare us to an all-powerful, loving God who can see the future, who knows what's best, and He will supply our needs. He will give us what is best for us. He is a faithful God, and we can put our trust in Him. We can put our trust in Him for our salvation, our hope of eternal life, and we can put our trust in Him for our daily needs. Give us this day our daily bread. He is a loving Father who desires relationship with us, and He seeks out for our best. Even when God disciplines us, it's because of His love. Psalm 37, a tremendous psalm. I encourage you to read the psalm, but it's a psalm that David wrote near the end of his life. And if you look at the biography of David's life, he had times of great victory and he had times of great sorrow. He spent time on the mountaintop and time in the valley. But as you read Psalm 37 and as he looks back, one of the key phrases that you will see throughout that psalm is that phrase, "Trust in the Lord." Probably the most familiar verses from Psalm 37 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths." But throughout that psalm, David reminds us to trust in God. He reminds us to delight ourselves in God. He reminds us to wait patiently for God. And David, as he could look back on his life, he could recognize God's hand throughout his life. And he wanted to challenge each one of us. God is faithful. You can trust Him. And even in the lean times of David's life, he could still see God's loving hand guiding him, providing and protecting throughout his life. We are to ask God to give us this day our daily bread. And maybe it's something that you're not in the habit of doing, but I want to encourage you to get in this habit, and it's part of your homework assignment for this week. If you've caught on, each week we have a homework assignment that has to do with prayer throughout this series. But to each day pray and ask for God's provision for that day. Now I'll give you a little flexibility. You can pray in the evening for the next day, or you can pray in that morning. And it's fascinating, that word, the Greek word there, "give us this day," talks about that 24-hour period. But pray and say, "All right, God, I want your provision today." You don't need to go to the refrigerator and say, "Hey, look, we got food for today." No. God's the one who's the ultimate source. He's the one who provides your needs, whether it's your physical needs or your spiritual needs. God is trustworthy. And we are to pray and ask that God give us this day what we need for the day. And so that's part of your homework assignment. You see, God desires to hear our petitions and will answer according to His will and for our good. Dependence and trust. We must be dependent upon a God who is dependable. And we must place our trust in Him, our place, our trust for eternity and our trust for today. Because He is a faithful God who desires to hear our requests and to answer them according to His will and for our good. Let's pray. Father, we're so grateful for Your goodness and love. And Lord, I pray that You would help us today. Help us to recognize the importance of trusting You for our daily bread. Lord, help us to recognize that You are the ultimate source and You are faithful and we can trust in You. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.